degrees. You're with Lori DuBose as we welcome Fairhope City Councilman Jay Robinson in for Community Contact. Welcome back, Jay.
Hey, good morning, Lori. Thank you for having me.
I appreciate you being here. We'll start because Fairhope City Council meeting is tonight at 6. Work session is at 4:30. I was happy to see discussion to repeal the ordinance that puts fluoride in our water, and the ordinance is on the agenda. So do you feel that's going to pass? And I didn't hear anything about it until now. So
yeah, so that's something we've been getting information on, I feel like, since I've been on City Council,
yeah,
and it's
years.
Something that's been moving towards that. So yeah, I'm optimistic that it's going to pass. Like I was telling you, I guess before we came on air, I remember when they used to supplement fluoride when we were in elementary school,
right?
And get us to swish it around every couple of weeks. And now that I think it's available in so many other sources, that this is the time to make this change.
Yes, and some negative aspects have been
sure.
Come to the forefront over the years instead of when we were kids. And number two on the work session agenda is the Greens resurfacing report. We had a problem at the Quail Creek Golf Course, which is actually owned and operated by the city, mm-hmm. with some erroneous greens keeping, and so it had to be redone. Give us an update on
that. Yeah, so originally the report was pretty glib in the fact that we were going to have to pay to resurface a majority of the greens out at Quail Creek, but since Mr. Johnson's been out there and rehabbing these greens, he saved a large majority of them and apparently is doing a fantastic job in taking care of those. And so I'm hoping to continue to get a more optimistic report today as we've continued to get, I guess, in the past couple of meetings, that it's much better than we originally thought, and we were able to save and keep much more than we originally thought we were going to be able to save.
That's good. Rain, I'm guessing, might have had a contributing factor to that.
I hope so, yeah, absolutely.
Speaking of rain and water, that's gotten quiet. Our water consumption is back to normal.
Right. Well, the supply is replenished. I mean, the rain obviously helps. And, you know, we've gone through this before. It's not popular anytime it comes up because nobody likes any restriction on their water use, and nobody likes to hear that there is an issue. But it happens from time to time, and it happens other places other than Fairhope also, especially when you go through a dry spell like we had prior to the last couple of rainy weeks.
Mm-hmm. A lot of people, especially on social media and around the coffee pot, complained about it was because of too much growth too soon. We have the moratorium still in effect for multi-development outside of the city limits, but in our jurisdiction. And there's been talk of a moratorium inside.
Mm-hmm.
The city limits as well. I didn't catch it on the agenda. Do you see one yet?
It's not on the agenda, but yeah, it'd be to say that any of our infrastructure issues are not caused by the increase in development would just be false. I mean, it obviously all plays a role together. Which is why we spent so much time and energy and money over the last several years trying to get everything upgraded piece by piece by piece. But yeah, I mean, when you continue to have these 100, 200 lot subdivisions come up, it puts a strain. And that's, at some point, we have to be able to say we can't meet the demand for these customers, and we have to say no.
The Baldwin County Planning and Zoning Commission last week had a Sherwood Grove development. That was 150 houses, I think, on 50 acres. It was in Barnwell, and I don't mean to throw you off if you're not familiar with it, but I'm wondering, a lot of folks wanted the city to do something. Well, this was in the county, not in the city limits, but was it, do you know if it's in our jurisdiction? Barnwell's not, is it?
Barnwell's not.
Okay. So that when that happens, when it's something so close to us, but out of your hands. Tell us that process. Do they have to come to Fairhope for anything?
Well, there are some times, and I apologize, I don't know exactly about this one, but there are some times when there are things that are outside of our city limits or outside of our jurisdiction that still have to meet some of Fairhope's, whether it's subdivision regulations or some of our other requirements. Uh-huh. So sometimes, even when it is outside of our planning, we still have some control. We don't have unlimited control over those things. Whether, for example, whether it moves forward at all is outside of our,
yes,
our purview, but whether what it looks like might be something we can control.
Okay. All right. Let's move on to the agenda, and I think we're all familiar with this. It's a public hearing to rezone or zone and then annex 34 acres, the Cordy Rockwell place at the northeast corner of 181 and 104. Mm-hmm. Once again, you've explained in the past the benefits of annexing into the city.
Sure. Yeah, I mean, the benefits of annexing for the city is there's an increase in revenue, and you have much more control over what happens to that property. Not only what the zoning is, obviously, but what can be built there, how it has to be maintained, and so it is a big benefit to the city to have these properties annexed in.
Because if I understand it correctly, they can build it regardless.
That is correct.
But it's almost like, let's do the right thing and annex into the city, mm-hmm, so that we can do it in the most pleasing manner possible.
Well, it's just like you just said on that Barnwell property. When we don't annex them in, we still get all of the burden, but we don't get any of the benefit. And we have, and our control is more limited than it would be if they were annexed in.
Good point. Number seven, what is repealing and replacing the right-of-way construction and administration ordinance?
So in my review of this, and obviously I'll find out more about it tonight, but in my review of what they propose, it looks like it's a change in the fees on how some of this construction is how the fees are calculated. But
what are the fees for?
Well, I don't have the figures in front of me, but on disturbing right away for construction and tearing it up and filling it back in.
I see.
I guess things have to be buried or fixed.
It could be like some of the internet providers.
Correct.
That are in town doing stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay. And then number nine, repeal and replace ordinance 1266 and 1705, garbage and trash collection and disposal. What is
so? That looks like it is a change in fees, not for the normal homeowner, but for business receptacles. It looks like previously we were charging a certain amount per, and I don't know what the size of a commercial receptacle is, but mm-hmm, it was charged per receptacle, and then how many times per week it was picked up, and that's been modified slightly. But it should not have any impact on the individual resident or homeowner.
Okay. Number 10 is an ordinance to amend personnel rules, policies, procedures, and adding hurricane operation plan for city employees.
Yes. So this was something in looking through this that, you know, when we have something like we had a couple of years ago with Sally, and you don't have a plan in place for what do we do if, you know, if there are travel restrictions, you know, if the city is technically closed, and this just puts something in place that allows all of our city managers and our directors to know where to go and who to report to as sort of a point of operation to respond, and so everybody will know where to go, who to report to, and what their task would be in getting everything set back up.
Is it creating a safe space?
It's not. That's not how I read it, to create a safe space, but it gives everyone somewhere to meet, almost individual departments, that is, and it gives everybody sort of a task in that immediate post storm. So that
presuming you can't function as normal.
Correct.
Okay, I understand. All right, let's see here. How about number 13, selecting Thompson Engineering, partnering with Watershed LLC to perform landscape and architectural services with the Gomesa grant money for the Triangle property. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, we selected Thompson Engineering. I guess they submitted presentations and bids or bid packages, and Thompson was selected, and they're going to present us with, I guess, multiple options on how to move forward with carving out some of these trails and beautification issues out of the Triangle property to start. You know, as you know, Laura, you know, over the years we've got so many of these projects, K1 Center being one, the Triangle being another, that we're starting to make some good progress on to actually get some use for our community out of.
This does say Mayor Sullivan would negotiate a fee schedule and establish a not-to-exceed limit with this firm.
Correct.
Okay. I want to skip because you mentioned the K1 Center, and I received a press release recently that seemed a bit confusing mm-hmm. about the K1 Center, talking about partnering with the Baldwin County Economic Development Alliance and renovating the K1 Center to be the future home of Hatch Fairhope, providing shared office and co-working spaces for this entrepreneurial development center. And lots of folks were like, well, what about a performing arts center? What about public use? What about education? So that's just a little piece of what's going to happen at the K1 Center.
That is correct. And so, you know, this is one of the more frustrating things that we deal with is, you know, I've gotten multiple calls about this, wondering why we gave the K1 Center away. Why did we buy it if we were just going to give it away?
Well, it's my understanding Hatch put out the press release,
so
and perhaps it wasn't their duty to do so. The city should have clarified.
Well, that very, very, that absolutely could be true. But what happened and what this partnership is Hatch is going to lease a portion of the K1 Center property from the city of Fairhope, and in doing that, the city is going to receive, and you need to look at exactly what, $2.5 million in order to renovate the K1 Center. It is a fantastic opportunity for the city of Fairhope and for Hatch. But it is a portion of the K1 property, not the entirety of the property.
So you heard a lot about
this. I did. And you know, and just like anything else, when you have the opportunity to speak to people and explain exactly what's going on, their reaction is usually a lot different than when they get their news from the wrong place.
Right. So this $2.5 million grant from the Economic Development Administration goes hand in hand with Hatch, but then that money can be used for other development.
To renovate the entire K1 Center, absolutely.
Is that enough?
We'll have to see. We're going to start bidding that out and see what exactly.
What are the renovations going to include? Has that been decided
yet? It has not been decided
yet. I didn't think. Had lots of public input.
Lots of public input on what.
But no final plan.
Correct. You know, we've now reached an agreement and we've leased a portion of the property out to FIEF, and they are developing the outer portions of some of that property. And to renovate, and a lot of people, when we had these public forums and discussions, wanted preservation of that main building, and that's what this will hopefully help us accomplish. And then we still have a large portion of the property, which a performing arts center has been something that's been in discussion since the very beginning.
Mm-hmm.
And my understanding is that it's still very much on the table as something we want to be able to accomplish there.
So we can't bid it out yet until we get the plans in
Correct.
Place. So that's still to come. Okay. We hopped off the agenda a
Not
minute
sure.
because that was a hot topic. Let's see. Please excuse the noise. We are having our roof replaced, and at some point we even vacate the studio because it feels like somebody's going to fall through on top of us. But for now, I think we're safe. Let's see. The police department is going to get new flooring for $30,000. What is number 17? An on-call contractor for the gas department. Annual cost not to exceed $200,000. I always catch the big number.
Yeah, my understanding of that is just as we continue to try to catch up with our gas services, you know, there's so much installation and maintenance, and that we just need someone on call to help us supplement our gas service at this point. And so even though it says $200,000, that's an as-needed number.
Not to exceed, yeah. Okay. And so I remember now, it seems like the state had to intervene on our gas department a while back.
We were behind on some of our scheduled things that we were required to do, and so we had to get some help at that point to get caught up. And I think this is something that will allow us, now that we are caught up, that will continue to allow us to stay on top of the things so that we don't fall behind again.
Okay. We have two resolutions, or is it just one, on roundabouts?
There are two. There is one.
I've lost one. Oh, here we go. Number 15. The City Council approves hiring Volkert, Inc. for professional engineering services to award the RFQ for the roundabout at North Section Street and 104 or Veterans Drive. Yeah, that's the one. You know, that was the very first one ever discussed.
Right.
Back in the Debbie Quinn, Dan Stankowski days. It says here not to exceed $137,000 and that ALDOT will reimburse 80% and the City of Fairhope agrees to match 20%. These are just for the engineering services, not, of course, for the construction itself.
That's right.
Okay. Any kind of a timetable on that we know of?
Not that I'm aware of.
Okay. Then the other roundabout was...
Number 20.
Oh, there it is. Mayor Sullivan authorized to execute all agreements for engineering only for the roundabout at County Road 13 and County Road 44. Okay. Utility relocation not to exceed $27,000. That one's also been on the agenda, the planning stages,
correct,
for a while, right?
That's right.
Okay. We have two debris removal contracts. 21, debris removal monitoring services, and 22, disaster debris removal and disposal, which is what we have to do every year in Hurricane.
Correct. That's right. These are my understanding is these are renewals,
right?
And we do this
every year. There's not a cost mentioned, but I guess that's because if we don't have a disaster, there is no cost. There's nothing to clean up.
That is correct.
All right.
Hopefully, these are the services you hope you never need.
There you go. Number 23, the city amends the budget for 21-22 as recommended and presented. What are we amending?
So, well, we've made changes to the budget already in the past several meetings, including the pay raises that were instituted in the last meeting.
That was wonderful. Thank you all for that.
Well, and it's needed. But so I think this is a way to catch up and get everything balanced to this point with all the changes that have been made.
Okay, because they're going to get that on their next paycheck.
I think so.
Any day, whenever.
I think that's correct.
Good. I think I have covered everything that I had in mind. Anything you'd like to mention before we escape the roofers on the top of our head?
No, I did. Yeah, I was glad to have the opportunity to address the K1 Center because that's been a pretty hot topic in the last week. And I encourage anybody listening to this, not only on the K1 Center, but on any issue, if you have questions, just reach out, because most of the time when things don't make sense, it's usually because the information is not correct.
I frankly expected a clarification press release. I've been looking for when I received it, I immediately contacted, one of my contacts in the city. What's up with this?
Mm-hmm.
So perhaps.
Yeah, it may be that's necessary, but yeah it's absolutely. And the specifics of that relationship are still being ironed out, but it will be a portion of the property. But it's going to be
great. How much a portion do we know? A third, a half?
We don't know yet.
Fourth. Okay.
I mean that's something that we'll have to work out. Okay. But I mean it's going to be something that's beneficial to both Hatch and the city.
And what is Hatch?
So Hatch is sort of an entrepreneurial incubator, I think, that gives sort of co-working space for young in the sense of a new and young business, to give it a space to start up when they can't go and
right.
They're not at the point of renting office space or whatnot.
Is it nonprofit?
Hatches, I believe it is, but I couldn't.
Okay, don't quote you on that.
But I do believe it is.
Well, I think the mayor will be joining me tomorrow so I can get a little more specifics from
you
her
You can always
well.
Get more specifics from the mayor.
But,
absolutely.
Hey, you do an excellent job on the council, and I'm so thrilled that you're back. That voice of genteel yet legal reason that you provide was missing. So,
well, I appreciate that.
We hated to lose Robert Brown, but it was wonderful to have you back.
I'm happy to be here.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Lori.
Fairhope City Councilman Jay Robinson. Fairhope City Council meets tonight at 6. Work session is at 4:30 in council chambers. It's also broadcast live. You can watch it live or later on the City of Fairhope's YouTube channel. If you missed part of this interview or you want to tell a friend, we will post it on our website, wabf1480.com.